Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 91 entitled, Be Careful Who You Let In. I am reading from 2 Kings chapter 20. I have touched on this before, but want to confirm the relevance of who you allow into your life. King Hezekiah had just been healed by the prophet Isaiah. After becoming ill, he was informed that because of his sincere prayer that God would add 15 years to his life. Hezekiah wanted further confirmation, and the shadow indicating the time of day went backwards 10 degrees. He was given the option of whether he wanted it to go forward or backward. In choosing the latter, he answered wisely, "Remember that time stops for no one. Only God has this capability." Afterwards, some men sent Hezekiah a gift, and he listened and welcomed them. Isaiah must have known that these men had bad intentions. His first question to Hezekiah, "What could they have possibly said to you that you would show them everything in your life?" This is typical of what we see today. It is polarized on social media. Everyone is alluding to how well they are doing. We become braggadocious, opening the door for haters and enemies to wreak havoc in our lives. You have an idea and you want someone to confirm that it is a good idea. This person may be secretly envious of you and may pray against it, steal the information for themselves, or sabotage you in some other manner. Have you tried the spirits? Everyone will not support your come up. This wisdom is spiritual. This is one example that shows the adverse consequences. But look at how Hezekiah responds. The punishment was okay as long as it didn't affect him in his lifetime. He had no qualms about the future safety of his loved ones. Keep this in mind and move wisely. Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.